Hello everyone, and thank you for tuning into The Sensibilities of Being Authentic. This is Sandy Vasu, and for today's topic, I wanted to share some insights on the feeling disappointment. We all have insecurities. Insecurity is anything that makes us lose confidence in ourselves. Simple, right? This is not the same as having limitations. Your insecurities are not your limitations. So for example, let's say I wanted to audition for a role in a musical, but I feel insecure about my looks or my ability to sing. You see, these are not limitations, but beliefs. I can choose to ignore them and go to the audition anyways, or let them define and limit me in my comfort zone. So to make up for my insecurities, I could create expectations like, if I get through this audition, that must mean I'm a good singer or considered really good looking. And if I failed, that means I'm not good looking or a good singer. Quite harsh, isn't it? And talk about the pressure I just put on myself. Expectations are created out of fear of not getting what we want. This is like devising a shortcut to our goals. So, even if we failed, we don't have to feel bad about it. We could comfort ourselves by saying that it didn't meet our expectations. In an empathetic perspective, disappointment is not necessarily seen as a negative experience. Just hear me out. Any negative emotions root from insecurities or negative beliefs. Negative emotions are like the pain you would feel when you pinch yourself. They are telling you to stop doing that because it is hurting you. And similarly, different negative emotions indicate different thinking patterns that are hurting you. With that being said, disappointment is an emotional indicator to those expectations that were unrealistic to start with for the current you. Meaning, if that audition was my first ever audition, chances are my lack of experience could be a reason I don't make the cut, or simply because I wasn't what the agency was looking for. But if I were to hold on to that disappointment and limit myself from ever trying again, then I could never realize my dreams and even think I wasn't good enough for the rest of my life. Having realistic expectations are very, very important. I also like to treat my expectations like teeny tiny goals I set for myself. So, even if I was disappointed, I could try again, which gives me the confidence to eventually achieve it. But if I think I shouldn't be disappointed, it is only because of my insecurities. I might be thinking about the meaning behind the disappointment and not necessarily the feeling itself. What if I tried my best and was still disappointed? It could mean that my best wasn't good enough, and that would mean it is the end of the road for me. But believe me, that is not the case. Not if you treat your expectations like teeny tiny goals. It is not bad to have expectations, but it can hurt if you are too rigid about them and not willing to take the time to grow in order to realize some of them. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's topic. This is Sandy Vasu. Tune in again next Friday. Until then, have a wonder-filled week. Bye.